Hi, everyone. This is Coach Fab for Casinos USA, and welcome to Season 3 and our July 31st podcast, Casinos USA Flyover States Craps Tour. Oh, we just got back. It was 9 nights long, but what a blast it was. And now it's time for our favorite casino group therapy. Oh, boy, we need some. Hey, what a nice group we have here today. I'm really excited to see you all once again. Casino group therapy now begins. There's some great advantages to taking these casino tours. You know, one, we're going by car, and so consequently, there's no airfare cost whatsoever. Secondly, we're comped. All our rooms are comped, so we're not spending any money for hotel rooms. But we use a technique, and we're going to encourage you to maybe try this yourself. We call it overlapping comps. So it's a great advantage, and particularly in the day you have to check out. You know, so listen carefully to that. We think it's something that every listener of these podcasts who receive room comps from casino resorts can use. You can use them in Las Vegas. You can use them anywhere. And again, we refer to that as overlapping comps. And we're referring to room comps. It's about going to a casino resort and just gambling. I mean, we do our share of gambling. But we're enjoying the sightseeing, you know, the experience that we're having. And that's what's so interesting. We probably have 1,000 miles, maybe just a little bit less than 1,000 miles in visiting these casinos. But we saw a good look of small town America, and we really enjoyed it. And that's what's fascinating about these trips. Hey, Janie, you know, when you get a free comped room from playing slots and I get a free comped room from table games, some slots too. Sometimes we're just staying one night, but we overlap those comp rooms at that place. Can you explain how that works?
I'll try. We've done this in various locations. We've done this in Las Vegas on the Strip, and we did it recently. What we do, we book 2 nights at one resort, and we book the 2 nights for the next resort, but we overlap one night there. For instance, we check in on Tuesday, and we're staying Tuesday and Wednesday night, but we've also booked a casino for Wednesday and Thursday. And why we do this, for one reason, is because when you check out at 11 or 12, and a lot of times I'm very good at asking for, you know, an extra hour or so, and almost every casino has always given me that. But still, for instance, these casinos we were at are very close together, so it doesn't take 15 minutes to get to the next one. We would be there too early, and in the event that the room isn't ready, then we have to wait to check in. And I don't like to think of my stuff being in a big storeroom. So it works out for us when we do this. We just, leave the resort a little bit later.
Well, here's an example. We Rising Star Tuesday night, and we were checking out Wednesday, but we booked it for Wednesday as well because it was comped, so we could just hang out, you know, we could swim,
and we did. We stayed there all afternoon. We swam there. We love their pool and the outside where you can sit and look at the riverboat and watch the Ohio River that has a lot of barge traffic and commercial traffic on it. We actually were a little bit of a party of a family reunion there, too. They had all kind of treats outside and had a big party going on, and it was quite fun.
Well, you know,
we stayed there all afternoon. Then we left, went down, checked into Belterra. But then the funny thing was we went back up in the morning to our room, Rising Star. We had the buffet there.
Oh, that's why we went back, because we had a buffet.
Yeah, we went to the buffet because Senior Citizens was buy one, get one free.
There you go.
We happened to like their breakfast very much there. They do omelets perfectly there. And we know people there, so we like to go back. And we went there and played there. So I don't feel as if we're doing anything wrong. We've earned these comp nights, so we just take advantage of them. Now, those two were very close together, but we did this one time in Las Vegas. We were staying at the Encore, Steve's Wynn's Encore, which is lovely. And we were also staying at, we had rooms at
Treasure Island.
At Treasure Island, and which is right across the street. So what we did, we would take advantage of everything there at the Encore, and then when it came time to move, because it was right across the street and we already had the room there, we would just walk across the street. Now, these we paid a little bit for these rooms.
But here's the other thing. If you're having a 6 o'clock flight and you have to check out of the hotel at noon or 1 o'clock, you know, you're screwed. This way, if you just book, use that comp room just for another day, you know, right. Then you're going to go to the airport at 4. So you get it, you know, you have it for 3 or 4 hours. It doesn't cost you a cent. What do they know? You know, like you say, you earned that comp. So I think it's really advantageous, particularly when you're flying.
Well, we've even been honest with the desk, and we've said to them, look, we have a plane at 6, so we're going to leave early. We've told them it wasn't like we were hiding from anybody.
Oh, no, but you know, they said, well, there's no charge for your room. Yeah.
So they could get the room ready for somebody else and rent it out for that night. So they weren't losing money because we checked out.
I guess what we're telling our listeners is, you know, if you're staying at a place and you have a couple comp nights, but you only want to stay one night, when you book them both, because that way you don't have to worry about checking out and rushing out of there. You know, they gave you two nights comp, one for you, one for your spouse, and, you know, take advantage of it. Even if you only stay one night, you don't have to rush out in the morning.
Well, we've done this because, for one thing, you've liked craps at a particular casino better than I have liked their slot selection. So we've each stayed at separate ones so that we could take advantage of what we liked there.
Yeah, it sounds a little crazy. I think the most out of control we ever were was this, was we had a week at the Rio and a week at the Frontier. And they were just overlapped on the last day. So when we were at the Rio, we had a place to hang out there, swim there, etc. I don't think we were sleeping there because we liked the Frontier. And then, you know, so that's just something to do. Like, we just take advantage. When we go to an area, we're going to use our full comps, even if we're not staying that whole time. And it works. It's worked for us for years.
Oh, it's fun. You really get to try. You might want to try a particular restaurant at one of them, and you think, oh, I'm not going to be here that night. But you can be. Now, again, you have to. We had a vehicle in Las Vegas when we did that. If we don't have one, obviously we'll rent one. It makes it worthwhile. But and you cannot do this everywhere. But when you can do it, try to do it.
Something else, and this is probably in the last 7, 8, 9 years, the national gaming companies, that's something else to consider. Like, when you're traveling, if you're going to do a casino tour, as we do so often, you think, well, I've never been to that casino. I don't have a comp. But it might be the same gaming company. For example, the Belterra is Pinnacle, and the Meadows here in Pittsburgh is Pinnacle.
Just bought the
But
Meadows.
My point is, a lot of times it's the same gaming company, so what you've earned in points would pay for a room
somewhere you've never been. All those points can go to another of their casinos in a different location.
Well, that's what I'm saying. It's just, you know, it really pays to do a little bit of homework kind of before a trip planning. You can save yourself a lot of money. In all honesty, listeners, we did not spend 1 cent for rooms. They were all comped, and that makes a big difference. You know, that's an easy $1,000 on a vacation, you know, for rooms if you were paying for them. So please consider that. You know, the other thing, I know that Janie's embraces this. If you've never been to the state of Indiana, you've heard this term Hoosiers, probably from the movie, the basketball story of the high school that won, a little high school that won the state title. Back in those days, they didn't have classifications in Indiana. So that was just one tournament.
They still do.
They do.
Oh, I didn't think they did.
Yeah, they do. But so you know that term Hoosiers, and you know, so what's a Hoosier? And you've heard the term Hoosier hospitality. Well, I think Janie can tell you it's a real thing in the state of Indiana. And so we pull up to the Rising Sun Casino Resort, and we haven't been there for a year, and who greets us?
One of our friends, Chris, the bellman there, greets us. We've known Chris for probably 10 years. And big hugs. And we were so happy to see him. And then he clued us in on some of our other friends that had worked there or retired, but live in the town of Rising Sun. I have not ever met a Hoosier that, and I lived there for a year, and I have never met a Hoosier that wasn't hospitable. And whatever you ask, you know, if you're going to ask someone directions, they will not only tell you the directions, usually they'll say, well, I'll take you, just follow me, or I'll show you. Actually, when the first year, when we lived there, it was almost too much at first. I mean, we were invited to dinners and parties and just so many events that it was hard to accept everything. And it just, you know, it was like, wow, I wish they'd just back off a little bit. So I truly wasn't used to that.
Well, that's a big advantage, though. Now, you know, as you grow and mature, and you really appreciate that friendliness now.
Oh,
welcoming.
Sure. Yeah, sure we do. But I'd also like to mention, when you say that Pinnacle, the gaming company that owns Belterra, bought the Meadows, because after our visit this last time to the Meadows, I was reading reviews that people had placed, and, oh, they were not good reviews. They really, really criticized the foods there and a lot of other issues with the Meadows. But I would have to say, and they don't have the greatest buffet. They don't have a lot of, their food court isn't the best either. Now, I have to be honest, I've never eaten in their best restaurant, which I understand is really good. But their food choices aren't so good. But, or there's not much variety. Every time I've been there, the buffet is about the same. But my hopes are, since Pinnacle bought it, they'll be changing that, because Belterra has some of the best food choices and the best restaurants and the best buffet.
With only a few exceptions, the Belterra in southern Indiana can match up with any strip buffet.
Oh, absolutely. That hotel's beautiful. It looks like it should be on a strip. And it's a lovely place, and their food selections are excellent. Even their little cafe inside the riverboat has a good menu. So I'm encouraged to believe that the Meadows will also rise to that level.
On our travels, you know, I think your partner and your travel companions have to discuss this. It's just not about gambling with us. I mean, we both gamble. I mean, you're more into slots, and I enjoy craps and video poker, and I'll play a few other slots once in a while, but we just don't sit there and gamble all day. I mean, that's not the point of it. We try to enjoy all the things that the resort offers. You know, sometimes not golf so much, but swimming and shopping and so on, and sightseeing in the nearby area. Don't you agree that, like, just going to look at America and on these casino tours is very rewarding and fulfilling?
Oh, sure. I like that very much. Looking around, you know, seeing the countryside, enjoying all that there is to see there. And we've made notes of what's in the area so that we can go sightseeing, that we can see. For instance, at Belterra, we're right across the river from Kentucky and their Speedway, which is just a few years old, and it's a magnificent sight.
Well, the other thing I think on a trip I want to refer to is Western Maryland. I know when people think of Maryland, they often think of, you know, you're close to D.C. and you have the
National... Or they think of Ocean City, Maryland.
Ocean City, yeah, that's what I'm saying. You, that resort area is down there in the eastern side, and then you have Hanover, Maryland with Maryland Live, and then you have the MGM National, you know, creating a stir because of its beauty and its expense. But Western Maryland has a gem called Rocky Gap Casino Resort, and it's in a place, of all places, it's called Flintstone, Maryland. But what it is, it's the casino resort is actually in a state park, and it's leased from the state of Maryland. But if you've never been to Maryland, or if you have, you appreciate the beauty and the care that the state government does with its parks. They're immaculate. They're almost like too good to be true. They're so beautiful. And so you have this Clearwater Lake. It has, let me count these, it has three beaches, right?
Mm-hmm.
Two close to the casino, one you can easily walk to.
Mm-hmm.
And then if you drive down, would you say that, 2 miles?
Yeah, a mile and a half.
Mile and a half to the campground. There's also a beach there. And these are beaches with lifeguards, changing facilities, and
white sand.
White sand, docks. There's a great boat access area. But just...
Oh, there's a beautiful amphitheater there, too.
An amphitheater for shows. But that resort, you know, it's the antithesis of what a Las Vegas casino would be. Because it's set in nature. It's set in its beauty. You know, the serenity of a clear view mountain lake is that John Denver song, right? It's just... It's so beautiful there. It's.
I think we saw more people there this time that were there for the park facilities, for the golf, for the lake. There's boat rentals. You know, there's the larger paddle boat rentals. There's kayaks. There's the boards.
Canoes.
There's fishing. But there were families, and I know they were all enjoying the lake. In fact, we met our grandchildren there. And they loved the lake. They didn't want to leave. The water was perfectly clear.
Well, can you describe how far down you can see?
Well, yeah, you can go to 5 feet and still see the bottom clearly.
Yeah, and the bottom's been raked. You know, it's all white sand, so it's not like you're walking through, you know, mucky seaweed or anything like that.
No, it's very, very well kept. They have a brand new big playground for the little kids, which my granddaughter enjoyed.
And then all these places that we're talking about, you know, the Rising Star, the Belterra, the Meadows Casino, Rocky Gap, it comes down to, they have $5 tables, you know, like, there's more and more people talking about if you go to Las Vegas and you stay in the Strip, then you have to go to downtown to Fremont Street to find $5 tables, to find 3-2 correct payout on blackjack.
Yeah, to not have to pay for parking.
But the state of Pennsylvania, it's state law, they have to pay 3-2, and the Meadows has $5 tables. In Maryland, they pay 3-2. You know, so it's $5 tables. Like, you're not going to a place and then saying, oh, I can't gamble here. You can gamble there. But I'll tell you something. If I didn't have pictures, and I have it on our Facebook, you can join that by it's Casinos USA on Facebook, as two words. How about the Meadows? They have a 5-cent video poker machine. You can actually play 5 cents, and the max bet is 25 cents. But so... You know, if you just like being with people and you don't want to spend a lot of money, if you put $20 in there, I mean, you literally can play for 4 hours. You know, it's amazing. And to tell you the truth, on all the video poker, I won on every one or broke even. I didn't lose any money on video poker in any of these places. And I'm kind of getting more into that again. Also, the craps dealers that met us at Rocky Gap, they did talk about the Pinnacle coming to the Meadows and how positive things were. They were appreciative of that. But to our friends who play craps, Jane, I have to tell you, these guys violate every principle of sound betting. And I don't know if it's because they're dealers and they see people make crazy bets and win, but and I know you play craps. This is what they were doing. They place every number. They don't participate in the come-out roll. These are three craps dealers. And this is their full-time position in Pennsylvania. They've come down to Flintstone, Maryland, which, you know, is 2.5 hours from Pittsburgh. They put $30 on every number. And two of them just leave it on there. I mean, it's not like on for a couple rolls and take it off. One did it that way. He's the only one that won. But when they first got there, and I was talking to him and greeted him and so on, we were talking about the podcast, but if they catch a good roll, like probably when they started on a come-out roll, a young girl was throwing the dice in her early 20s, and she probably went 19, 20 rolls after the come-out. So that means 19 or 20 times they won $30 plus, you know, because they were
right,
getting...
Right.
So it's great there, mm-hmm. And they were doing so well. But then when there was come-out roll, boom, 7 out,
Yeah, then they're out.
Yes, they're out $180 like that. I've never seen anybody gamble like that. Just place every number. Yes, just place the 6 numbers for that amount of money and just stay on it. I mean,
well, you should have asked them why they did it.
I didn't want to talk.
Well, I know you don't want to bother them while they're playing, but I'm thinking, like you said, that they've seen people do this and it's paid off, so they're gonna they just tried it.
Yeah, and I think the other thing too is, you know, they don't play by the book, or they don't play smart craps. I mean, they're just playing like wild bets. See, they made a lot of wild, crazy bets. And
oh, you can win on wild and crazy bets.
One of them had a $60 hard eight hit.
Well, that's good.
and so people say, don't play hard numbers, et cetera. Oh, but, you know, So it's just interesting to say there's really not one right way to play craps.
No.
You know, and the second visit where we started at the Rocky Gap and then we ended our tour at Rocky Gap, this is the only night I lost. And I lost probably because I didn't really have great focus. I was kind of like enjoying the conversations with them. I didn't go to the don'ts, like which I do sometimes
right,
when the table
right.
gets cold.
Yeah, I think that's probably it. Plus, you knew it was the end of this tour. You knew
Yeah, we were up over 1,000, and then I think I lost, if I'm correct, $114, and so that took us down into 900s. But so we traveled. This trip, it was just over or just under 1,000 miles. It had to be close to 1,000 miles. And with our hybrid MKZ, our Lincoln MKZ hybrid, 40 miles a gallon, you know, it certainly beats airfare. We saw a lot of America, and we enjoyed ourselves so much. But, you know, I'm just trying to say that there's such an advantage to casino tours outside of Las Vegas because you get to see America. And the other thing that this is kind of a personal feeling I had, you know, the media centers in our country are in California and New York. And, you know, whatever it's CNN or Fox, whatever MSNBC, it doesn't matter. I think they're really all out of touch with really what's going on in America. Like when you're on a trip and you're traveling and you're enjoying these towns and visits and you see hardworking people, doesn't matter to me if they're Democrat, Republican, or whatever they are. But it's like they're so far removed from what you hear on television. That was just something I grasped from this travel. And I think one of the things that we enjoy about the casino resort is you just don't encounter conversations about politics. I mean, you're kind of free from that. Do you
right.
agree?
Oh, yeah. Right. So why are you bringing them in now?
Well, I just wanted to say that, like, looking for America, driving around like that is really something that's very enjoyable. So I just like to kind of wrap up here and talk about the advantages of a casino tour. And one of the things is that if you're traveling across the United States, is there any place that's safer than a casino resort? You know, if you stay at I don't care if it's a Holiday Inn Express or whatever it is, they don't have armed guards. That's the thing. You have such security.
Well, that's why we did our original
tour
across America.
That's what started this whole thing.
Because I was reading I got the AAA books, and then I saw these ads for casinos, which we had none in Pennsylvania at the time, and I wasn't even aware until I got those books how many states had casinos. And so in talking it over, we said, well, that sounds like a good place to stay. Casinos are open 24 hours. They have food 24 hours.
Yeah.
And they have people guarding the premises for 24 hours. So, you know, that would be a good place to stay because we'd never stayed in some of these cities.
Well, the other thing is, too, if you're traveling and you're pulling into a place, you know, and it's 6:30, 7, 8 o'clock at night, sometimes there's not food there. Like,
yeah.
So then you got to get back in your car.
We've encountered that.
And you've encountered that. Where these casino resorts, there's 24-hour food. And, you know.
Once I go and get out of the car after traveling 6, 7, 8 hours, I'm not going to get back in it and travel again.
Yeah. Well, we didn't have, you know, we didn't have dozens and dozens of people greet us because Casinos USA was there. But we had people at every place. And, Rhonda and her mom and Lane and Jerry,
right, yeah.
That was awesome. And the craps dealers that came down to Rocky Gap was awesome. And then the people we met at the Belterre. And also, I forgot about the concierge room we had at the first time.
At Rising Sun.
No, the concierge room, that was at Rocky Gap. Remember the sixth floor?
That's right.
Yeah, they had a deal. We had a comped room, but what was it, $40? We paid $40, and you got, this was a special room on the sixth floor of the hotel, and that's where we met people. But you got three free drinks each, and then how would you describe the food there?
Well, you had sort of an hors d'oeuvre buffet around dinner time, around 6
like
o'clock.
Like a happy
hour.
Yeah,
I mean, it was very filling. It was large. It was enough. We didn't need to eat dinner after that. Plus, we were going to see a comedian that night.
Oh, that's
so
right,
we didn't,
that was free, too.
Yeah, we went to see the comedian, two of them. And then you also had breakfast there.
That's right. We had the breakfast there. So
right.
that was part of that $40.
Right.
So we didn't do it the second time when we came back. We wanted to try
well,
that.
We were hoping we might hook up with our grandchildren. So, and we did. So we didn't want to plan, you know, have something planned out.
No, but I would just encourage people to do it. And let me close out with this. Do you feel that we were out, we were in a lot of casinos, we played a lot. Do you have casino fatigue or like, what's your feelings right now? Do you want to take a month off from going to a casino? Like, what do you think? I know we have a great offer at the Rivers, I think.
Oh, we'll go to the Rivers because, well, one reason, that's, I haven't been there for a while.
That's just,
you have,
that's 35 minutes from our house.
Right, so. But the Rivers, talk about good food in a casino. The Rivers, and we took a little poll in some of these other casinos where we were and asked people, after I read those reviews about the Meadows, then we decided, well, let's ask some people. And the Rivers came up as having very good food, and they do. Their buffet's excellent, all of them.
The buffet's excellent. The Wheelhouse restaurant's awesome.
And the Wheelhouse restaurant, and even their two snack bars are very, very good. So on the view, their buffet is in a room that has windows that go out into the deck that looks at the river. And over at Three River Stadium, it's just a very nice venue.
Well, okay.
So we'll go back there. Friends of mine just went there last week and were telling me about a machine that they liked and did well on. So of course I want to try that. I haven't tried it yet.
Well, yeah, you know, even in these two riverboats, the Rising Star and the Belterra, these are riverboats. We did find a machine.
Oh, we did really well. I mean, we did better this time with slots than we usually
have. I've never seen that machine before. Can you talk about
money
that machine?
Money roll, yeah.
So.
Yeah, it seems like it's a millennial design machine because it's very loud, very noisy, very colorful, very fast.
Oh, very fast, yeah.
Very, very fast. It took me, you know, 10 flips to see what was going on, what we had to get, what we had to do. But we did very well with it.
Well, I guess... The other thing that I'm still searching for, I talk about looking at America and searching for America. It's the old Simon and Garfunkel song, we're all going to look for America. But you know what I'm still looking for after all these years? A royal flush on video poker.
Oh, right. Yeah, we read Gene Scott's books, The Frugal Gambler.
We're way past what she told us.
Yeah, you know, her stats, you know, you're supposed to get one every 2,500 games, and we're still waiting. And this is like 8 years. So...
I was dealt one in spades with one missing card. I needed a 10 of spades, and I thought, this is it. I had a max bet, too, you know, and I smacked that baby, and, of course, it was a king, you know.
But after all that's said and done, Janie, it was a fantastic trip, and we had a great time together, as usual. I wanted to mention somebody who keeps in touch with us over Messenger in our Facebook, Casinos USA. And if you want to see photos of our trip, that's where they all are. They're also on our website. That's www.casinosusa.bet. CasinosUSA, one word, .bet. The Facebook is CasinosUSA written as two words. So anyway, Josh is a millennial. He's a blackjack player. He's a Clemson grad, and he's a great football fan of Clemson. And he's a great guy. But I know him well, and Josh is killing the Rivers in blackjack. You know, he keeps in touch. He's very honest. He wouldn't mislead us. He plays basic strategy, and he killed the casino in July. You know, I don't know if he'll keep it up, but I just enjoy his messages. so I just want to point that out. But Josh is on our Facebook, and he always asks people. He says, look, if you want to talk about blackjack, just, you know, connect with me. And I know he's willing to do that. One of his friends, one of Josh's friends, is a big-time poker player. He went to high school with him. I'm talking about someone who's won hundreds of thousands of dollars. You know, he's a youngster out there in Las Vegas, but he's a great poker player. So maybe Josh picks something up about cards in general from his friend. But anyway, congratulations, Josh, and just keep up the good work. It's just so hard to win consistently in any game in a casino. At least for July, you're doing it. We have an invitation to go to sort of a craps outing in Las Vegas over Labor Day. I'm not sure we can do that. I'm going to think about it. I know we'll be going out again. I like to go out a little bit later in the fall, but we'll be thinking about it. Maybe it's a possibility. But anyway, we'll see you in 2 weeks. Thank you. You know, Casinos USA, a place where every day is Saturday, And we're all into the life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness that's promised us in this great United States of America. Thank you. God bless. See you in 2 weeks.
Hey, every day is Saturday.